What's up, everybody? Ryan, ATX Metal Podcast, back again with another episode. And in this episode, I sit down and talk to a couple of fine gentlemen from A Means to an End metalcore outfit out of Corpus Christi. We have been flirting with the idea of obviously getting together and doing an interview for a very long time. And I'd like to announce that it finally happened, hence why I'm bringing this episode directly to your inbox. They got a new song coming out May 26th, Oxidation. I've heard it. It slaps. We've also done a reaction video to it. Shout out to Josh, the newest member of the ATX Metal Podcast family. He will be the reaction arm of the podcast. So we figured, why not debut a new song with a new podcaster, team member, and our very first reaction video. So super excited about this episode and everything that's going to come with it. We sit down and talk with Storm and Noah about, you know, just if you're not familiar with the band, we do the get to know you. How'd you guys, you know, form and all the standard band stuff. And then we got to talking about, shark fishing and do beans belong in chili? Like the important stuff, guys. Like music will be here, but let's get to the core issues, right? No, but I had a great time with the guys, and I look forward to everything coming out here within the next week or so, and I'm pumped for you guys to be able to experience it as well. Also, speaking of things to experience, there are a buttload of shows coming up in the near future. I am mostly excited about the Big Texas Metal Fest on Memorial Day weekend, May 24th, 25th, and 26th, and that is going down at the Far Out Lounge in Austin, sponsored and hosted by Come and Take It Productions, Third String Productions, and obviously the Far Out Lounge. Shout out to Come and Take It Productions, Come and Take It Live. Head over to the websites. Check out the calendar. If you see a show that you want to go to, scroll down and see if there's any local bands opening up. And please, please, please support your local scene by buying the tickets directly from them. You're going to get them at a discount, you know, $2, $3, $4 off the door. Plus, you're not going to have to pay any fees. I personally just bought some VIP tickets for my birthday to go see Under Oath at Stubbs. Show's $150 plus, I think it was like $53 in service fees. And I just, it freaking pained me to pull the trigger on that. But they're doing a 20-year anniversary, and I got to say, Under Oath is, that's my jam. Anyway, enough about me. Shout out everybody. Shout out all the followers, the fans at ATX Metal Podcast on all the socials. Like, follow, share, subscribe, all that jazz. And you know what? Let's get to this episode. Here is A Means to an End. What's up, everybody? Ryan, ATX Metal Podcast, back again with another episode. And today I've got A Means to an End, and I'm pretty sure we've been trying to schedule this for about as long as I've been a coffee drinker. So if you know how long that is, that's probably pretty accurate. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, where you're from, who you are, what you do in the band, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. I'm Storm Galindo. I play guitar and I do the singing for my group, A Means to an End. And we've been a band for about, I'd say about 8 or 9 years now, off and on. As far as like taking it seriously, though, it's been more recent as far as that goes. I'd say the past 5 years is actually like trying to get our feet underneath us. I personally work at a music store here in Corpus Christi, and that's a fun time as well. But enough about me. Let's get on to the new band member, Mr. Noah.
How's it going? Thanks so much for having us, man. My name's Noah De Los Rios. I am the vocalist for A Means to an End. I've just joined the band recently, about 2 years ago, and it's taken a really big step in the direction I've been wanting to do music for a while. So I'm very excited to share with y'all what we have coming. And as far as work progression right now, I'm a maintenance technician. I do a lot of HVAC work for the Apartment Association. So pretty busy.
Shout out blue collar.
Pretty busy, man. But gotta always make time for a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? So But yeah, man, we're excited, man. Thank you for having us.
No, I first just want to say thanks for joining me. I know this is the earliest podcast I've done in a very long time, but I'm one of those people where on my days off, I really like to just get a lot of shit done from the time I wake up, because my body's in that natural rhythm of getting up at like 5:30, 6:30, whatever. And if there's like option one and option two, and I think this literally goes for everybody. Option one is just shut your eyes and hope you can get another hour or two, especially on the weekends or the days off of work. Or you're like, fuck it. let's do something. So, I've really been just trying to like get more stuff done, because, you know, we're all running out of time. trying to use my time as efficiently as I can. So I appreciate you guys joining me on this, this early Sunday morning. And, I'm excited because, I know that, so where is home base for, Means to an End?
We're in Corpus Christi, Texas, a little bit of Cal Allen area. That's where our drummer's located and bassist. But me and Storm were in the Flower Bluff, Corpus Christi area.
Okay. So yeah, that makes perfect sense why we haven't linked up sooner.
Yeah, we're a bit across the map. Yeah.
So let's just start off for those that don't know the band and kind of like y'all sound, or maybe like for friends of, just give everybody and anyone, either one of you can take this, and just tell the listeners like who you guys are, how you were founded, just like a quick, like a little bio. And then we'll get to the now stuff.
Okay. So we started off actually kind of as an accident, really. I just started working at the music store that I work at now. I had a couple of people approach me that had never even heard me play. They just assumed that I was a good guitar player from just me working at a music store. And they're like, "Hey, you want to be in a band?" I was like, sure. Let's do it.
I mean, I'm not laughing at you. No, I'm just laughing at the concept of somebody just walking in the store, seeing you and going, that guy rips.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. And yeah, so I jammed with them for, I would say maybe like a couple months. And, my drummer now, our current drummer, Ralph, he wanted to be in a band because he had just gotten out of one and he had just got the itch. And he had heard that we sounded pretty decent. That's a very, very kind way of saying it. he came over to play a keyboard for us, and he heard me play guitar, and he's like, "So you're an Avenged Sevenfold fan?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, that's pretty much my life. At that time, that's all I'd play." Okay. So he hopped on drums and we played a little bit of Afterlife and a few other little songs. And he's like, "Dude, we need to like start like a real thing." And I was like, "Okay." So we kind of branched off and did our own thing. And that's kind of been the aim for music that we do now, is just whatever we feel, as far as like, we're still keeping it in the metalcore vein, but we just kind of take all influences and throw it into the melting pot. So it, you know, our influences definitely show on each song that we release, and we make sure that it's a point that like it's still got its originality in what we're trying to go for.
I will say that in today's music landscape, I think there's no more "what genre do you play?"
Right? Yeah.
Just because everybody is bringing, I mean, all of the elements.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's so much. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much music out there, and there's so many people out there creating music.
Right.
That, you know, it's yeah. Like, you know, late '90s, you know, thrash metal, heavy metal, black metal, you know, then like the birth of metalcore, you know, deathcore. It's just, and I've even though I've been doing this for 10 years and just been a lover of music, I have never gone down the road of like, what does the core define? Is that just like that is the core? Anyway?
Right. Yeah. I get what you mean. Yeah. I'm kind of there too.
That's a conversation for not now. So anyway, so we got the metalcore vibe with other influences.
Yes. Yeah.
And now we've got Noah on the mic, bringing Noah, what's your history as far as, you know, Oh, and by the way, for those listening, he's got some construction going on.
I'm trying to mute and unmute as I go.
I got you, man. We'll work through it. I'll get with the audio producers and be like, hey man, you think you can crush that somewhere in like the 8K range?
Right. Yeah.
So basically my background where I came from, I was basically from a deathcore background. So I was very heavily influenced by like his Blood Earns Black, Carnifex, you name it, man. That was like my bread and butter. So in the back in the day, like when I first joined the music scene, which is about 2012 area, I was with another band. They're no longer around, but they were called Evail. And that was like my step in the door to do music and stuff. So over the years I did that, I maintained, you know, that level of like, I want to be like up here, you know what I mean? I just want to keep getting better and better and better. And eventually that band ended up no longer existing. You know, it's unfortunate, but in this day and age, it happens. So I continued still, you know, I did my vocal covers and stuff online, socially. If ever a band needed a fill-in vocalist, I would, you know, hop on and be like, heck yeah, dude, of course, I love the stage. So any chance I can get some stage time, absolutely. So, and I believe in about, I think it was about 2018, I think, or 2019, is when Kyler, the bassist of A Means to an End, had added me on social media. So I want to say that he's been kind of watching me for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been very supportive. Anytime that I was posting something, he was always there reacting it. There was a show that they had with Enox. Shout out to the Enox boys. They're freaking sick.
Shout. Man, hold on.
Love those guys.
I am a fucking day one Enox dude. My God.
They're all so cool.
The music those dudes, the music that's coming out of that camp mm-hmm. is just, fuck, yeah. Man, it's so tasty.
They're very smart. Enox. Yeah, they're very smart. We've gotten the chance to speak to them every single time. They're just so helpful. And yeah, I can't say enough good things about those dudes. Super cool.
Roy with the pink Jace with the pink bass.
Oh yeah,
love that dude.
Yep. So within that, Kyler asked me because their current vocalist had other complications going on, and we still talk to him this day. He's a super awesome guy. So Esteban, if you're watching this, man, we love you. You know, they had a show with Enox, and it was at Boozer's Rock Bar, which is mm-hmm. here at Corpus Christi. And they asked me to fill in for it. I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I can come, you know, check out the set. I'll learn the songs really quick. And the day of, we went to go do it, knocked it out. It went really, really well. They later on gave me the potential to be within the band full time. We all coexisted very well. We were very fluid with each other. And it felt right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, of course, I accepted it. And here we are now, man, making some juicy tunes.
I will say, I think it was not too long ago, I was jamming some No Control Radio and you guys had popped on and I was behind a Porsche and I was like, this is very fitting. I could definitely see myself racing this Porsche to this music.
Yep.
And for the life of me, I can't remember what that song was, but that's what kicked off this whole thing. Now I know that we've been trying to get together in the past and obviously it just didn't, but I'm glad that we did. I did have a question though. When you do add or replace a vocalist, how does that feel as the new guy coming in? I mean, I don't know if you want to answer this question, but no, absolutely.
I made it like super clear. Like I had reached out to Esteban personally. I was like, hey, I want to, you know, keep on really good terms. You know, I mean, you're a super cool guy. I'm really grateful that he had also liked me as a vocalist. So I'm just like, I was hoping that I would be able to fill those shoes that he's expecting to be filled. You know what I mean? I want him to be assured, you know, that the band's going to be in a good place, you know, even after his leaving, that we're going to keep rocking and rolling. You know what I mean? So my biggest thing is like, I'm always about transparency. You know what I mean? You got to have that with anything. So it's maintaining that professionalism and that respect. And that's what makes you go a lot more longer of a distance, you know, whether if it's with bandmates or people within the scene or just anything in general. So, yeah.
Now, Storm, was this kind of like, because I know actually who's not here? Who's in the band that's obviously not on this call? Let's give them a shout out and some recognition.
So it's Ralph, our drummer, and Kyler, our bassist. Ralph does a lot of like kind of like the behind the scenes structures of the song. I typically write out the skeletons of all the songs and all that stuff, and he's typically the guy that is the first one to say, all right, this part is good, but we need to kind of shift it over to here and all that stuff. So he plays that role pretty pivotally. And then Kyler is basically the manager of the group. He takes care of like everything social media wise, make sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's, and he's that kind of guy. So we all have like our own individual part aside from playing the instrument as well.
So, cool. Yeah. So we got band dad and structure setter.
Perfect. Yes, sir. Yep.
So whenever you guys decided, when I'm assuming Kai approached the rest of the group and was like, hey, you know, or maybe Esteban, somebody approached the rest of the band and like, we think we found the new, you know, addition.
Yeah.
Like, how did that go? And did you guys like, what was the feeling? Cause I know in bringing in a new member, especially right. someone that's not like, I don't know, a close friend or like a relative, you know, it's just yeah. kind of this, okay, are we going to vibe? How did yeah. that go?
So we kind of, both Ralph and I kind of learned to trust Kyler's judgment pretty, you know,
hey,
like, yeah, he's
that's hard to do these
oh,
days.
Yeah. Well, no, he's, yeah, we both trust him with our life and all that stuff because he's got the intuition for this kind of thing. He's just always keeping his ear to the ground and all that stuff. He's like the little scout trying to make sure what's new in music. He's yeah, like I said, he's the manager for a reason of our band. So whenever we all kind of noticed that shift for Esteban, which he had a kid, that's always really hard to have a kid and be in a band, especially a young kid. Oh, it yeah. finally got to that point where he wouldn't really want to admit it to himself, but he also knew that like he just couldn't give enough time to the band. He had, you know, other priorities, and we're like, hey dude, that's really cool, but like we need to know what's up. And it went unsaid for so long. So whenever Kyler's like, I have a guy that we could try out, we were all like a little nervous because we didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to part ways with Esteban. He didn't want to part ways at that right. time either, but we all knew it was coming. So we finally just kind of crossed that road and we're like, hey, would you like be okay? And he's like, yeah, I, you know, I need some time. It's, you know, clear. We were excited and extremely nervous at the same time because we didn't know what that was going to mean because we'd already established a sound.
You guys, you said that you guys really started this, not started to take it seriously 5 years ago. Obviously, it always starts out as loosely hobbyish, I would assume. I mean,
right,
some people that play music, they, you know, they're like, I'm going to tour the world. And then other yeah, people are
everybody's
like,
everybody's got that dream. Yep.
I just want a gig, you know?
Yep. Yep.
How old is the band as a band? And when did it, and you said about 5 years ago, you guys started taking it seriously.
Yeah. 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 So we're a band basically at the start of 2016. That's whenever okay. we finalized who was going to be in the band. At the time, we had five members. It was pretty much everybody that we mentioned before, except we also had a guitarist, John Wolf, who later mm-hmm. left the band to start his own deal. And kudos to him. He's doing great. So I wish the best for him. So we released an EP in 2016, but it didn't really get serious as far as like actually determining what our goals were and all that stuff until mm-hmm. like pretty much after John Wolf left, we were like, okay, well that really sucks. What do we actually want to do? Cause like we haven't like established what we're going for yet.
Oh, so you guys are just kind of like, you were in that kind of like find out phase. Like, okay, maybe maybe that. Yeah.
Oh, I had zero clue what I was doing whenever I was writing that EP, dude. I just went for it. And luckily the producer we were working with, he definitely helped out a lot and kind of gave us direction, but still like as far as songwriting, what our plans were for like actual like formats for gigs and all that stuff, like getting timelines mm-hmm. for what gigs we take, we were just saying yes to everything and just kind of we're in that yes to everything phase is the best way to put it. So we finally found direction after, like I said, right around the time John Wolf left, and we kind of settled down and we're like, okay, this is what we want out of this.
Nice. And then Noah, you said you were just kind of just doing your thing with your band and that kind of fell apart. Like, so whenever you guys finally cemented, okay, this is this, what, what started, I guess, like what started the journey to where we're at now? Like, does everybody live far apart? Do you meet once a week? Is it once a month? I know out towards Houston, it's a fucking big area. So,
Or
Corpus. How's that? How did the band meetings work?
We usually meet, we'll try to shoot like every Friday, if not, depending on like what our work schedule is, we'll always like meet and see what day would be, you know, more flexible for us to get together. But usually we try to do it on Friday evenings. The drive's about, I'm on a bad day, maybe 28, 30 minutes. Good day, about 23. So it's not too bad.
I like how you're so specific. You're like, it's 23. Maybe 28. there's
multiple times where we'll do it like twice a week. So it's like, yeah, we got it timed out. We're like, okay, when can we get there?
I forgot like the specifics of the timings, and the thin line is like to stop and get a Red Bull also. So shout out Red Bull.
Yeah, bro. If Red Bull's looking to sponsor this or you guys, yeah, come on with it. Just add
my
ATX
body is
MP.
Ready for it.
Fuck yep. Yeah, it is. I've probably paid a few Red Bull employee mortgages with the amount of Red Bull I've drank in my life.
Oh, dude. Yep.
Noah's like, I've bought a house. I've recently been doing a lot of sugar-free shit. I'm on the Celsius kick. Shout out. Yo, if Celsius is looking to sponsor.
There we go.
Shout out.
I finally found the flavor that I like. It's the lemon lime. Oh, lemon lime guy.
Oh, there you go.
But they got a ton of flavors, but it's all, you know, there's no sugar. Well, there is some form of sugar in there. I think there's 96 different versions of sugar, like sucralose, glucose, sugar.
It's just their more natural approach of it.
Yeah. You know, I think today's generation, to include me being like a OG millennial, you know, 40, almost 40, I'm 40 and a half.
Oh, and, there you go.
And everybody's mindset is changing on, you know, health and wellness and mental health.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, hey, you're a dude, but it's okay to cry. And it's also okay to tell people that you cry and drink sugar-free drinks. And, you know, now it's time to go shoot guns and ride four-wheelers. Hell yeah, bro. But no, I do like the direction of everybody's, well, the direction of this country is a woo. We won't get into that one. Anyway, back to music. So we got a new song coming out, and I've already seen the music video. I've heard the whole song in its entirety. And I'm breaking news right now that we have brought on a new member to the podcast team, a gentleman named Josh. He's the front man of a band called Familiar with Failure.
He is
now the new podcast reaction dude. And I sent your stuff over to him. And so that will be the very first reaction for the podcast ever. So
much appreciated, dude. Thank you.
We're
so
honored.
Much.
Yes.
Yeah.
And congratulations to him, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. I've been Josh's band is really great. I love him to death. All the guys are good. Colby and whoa.
Bless you.
Sorry about that one.
God bless your soul.
It is Sunday. Thank you. So, but no, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to find the right time, the right person, because, you know, everybody has talents. Everybody can do a thing. Everybody can react. Everybody can do a pod. So if you got an iPhone or any type of smartphone these days, you can do so much content creation with that, with all the free software versions out there. I mean, the possibilities are really limitless if you think about it, but adding him to the team was something that I think I was overdue. And he's actually been doing reaction videos for, it's a few months now. But he's been working on editing someone else's reaction videos that lives in, Australia for like over a year. So, plus he's a gamer too. And he used to do Twitch and all this other stuff. So I was like, dude, he's good in front of a camera. Anyway, shout out Josh. Thank you very much. But is it May 26th when the song drops? Is that right?
April 26th.
April. Oh my God. April 26th. Anyway, well, it's already done, so that's good.
It's close enough.
So, yeah, once probably I would say maybe we can talk about this later when to release it, but it will be around that time frame. It's already done. It's ready to go. Just yes, have sir. To throw some branding on the front and the back and bada bing, bada boom. Let's talk about the new song, what it's about. Does it have like any, you know, any like actual meaning? You know, where did it come from? Because I heard the breathe and I heard it again and I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
Like the original meaning for the song is, so when you think about oxidation, something is oxidating. It's basically like the corrosion and the erosion of something. So it's basically like in a state of mental, you know, feeling to where like, do you feel like you're getting better or do you feel like you're slipping away as a person?
Oh, so
it's basically you like you're in tune with yourself, you know?
So, like, as if, are you oxidizing as a person?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Storm, you got anything? How the culmination of the actual, like, structure come together?
It's the lyrics are actually very on brand with the writing process, because it was a very big shift for me writing, because all the guitar work was done by me this time, which is, I think, honestly, the first song that we ever have released that's like that. Normally we have at least one other guitarist on there, or like the producer puts in some notes, little tidbits here and there. This was finished by the time we brought it to the studio. And I was so unsure of everything about it, because originally the two main licks in the verse and then like the pre-chorus, that was all just the idea for our bassist Kyler, because he really likes Courtney's band,
Spirit Box.
Yes, he really likes Spirit Box. He was like, I want a song that's very Spirit Boxy, but still kind of like, you know, different enough to where it's not exactly like right. Spirit Box.
Like, so you're not straight ripping off their songs.
Yeah, exactly. So he came up with those riffs and he's like, hey, could you do something with this? I was like, I'll give it my best shot, man, but this is really out of my wheelhouse, man. So I came up with a chorus, I came up with everything, and at first it kind of just all sounded like noises, whatever I had it first structured. So like I said, the lyrics really line up. I was like, dude, do I just like really suck at writing songs, or what's going on here?
You're and, having like some self introflection.
Oh,
like,
it was
like, Storm, what are you doing?
Yeah. It was pretty awful at first. I was like, I didn't even want to show the guys like what I'd come up with at first. It only took about like two workarounds for putting everything in place. And the guys were like, yeah, this is a good song. Even still, whenever we took it to the studio and, We go with Corey Brenneman of Through Arteries.
Corey Brenneman's, right?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
I can't. Yeah. Dude, I've heard that dude's names since like mid teens when we first, dude. Like, it was everybody went to Corey, like down in San Antonio.
He's a staple,
right?
Man. Yes. Yeah. He's a staple for a reason. He is very good at his craft. And I was, you know, we had already recorded a few songs with him at this point already. And I was like, dude, I really just don't know about this one. And I sent him the little demo that I do. And he's like, dude, this is good. All we'll do is just kind of replace the synths a little bit. But other than that, it's very ambient. It's very cool. And I was like, all right, I'm trusting everybody here. Yeah, it was kind of a leap of faith for me, because it was very close to being scrapped, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was on the back burner almost?
Kind of, but Kyler kept pushing for it. And once we showed it to Corey's like, no, this is a good song. Let's go with this. So whenever Noah joined the band and he heard it and he kind of put his take on it, we were like, no, this song is too good. Like, this is for sure going to get released. But yeah,
what were your thoughts when you heard it, Noah?
I actually heard like the initial way that Esteban went about it, because that was at the time where he was getting ready to make his exit with the band, and I really went off of what he was feeling for it and then what I was feeling on for it. So it had a lot to do with his structure for it, and then I added my little two cents from a deathcore background to give it like the breeze and all that stuff, that, you know. Yeah, man, I felt like it was a really good song, you know, and Storm writes a lot of great material. So I mean, this is just a start. So we already have another track I'm not going to, you know, disclose what it is right now, but it's so much more aggressive, dude. So y'all are going to be in for a trip.
So do you feel like this song was almost like Esteban's like last hurrah, like his, since you guys kind of sort of, I don't want to say collabed on it, but you said you kind of took the way that he was going and then sprinkled your magic on top.
Yeah.
So now going forward, that's all going to be, you know, your vocal input, your structure, your setup. Is that how the new song is structured?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. The new song was, it was solely with my vocals and my structures for ideas, with a little bit of tidbits from Corey Brunneman. So he helped me with a couple little spots that two brains are always better than one, man. So I'm always appreciative of any little critique I can get. So that song's, it's going to be a heavy hitter, man. And the energy is just, it's going to keep going up, man. It's awesome. So
since you said everything kind of got serious, I keep forgetting that it's 2024.
Yeah.
And when people are like, yeah, you know, 5 years ago in my head, it just doesn't compute that was, you know, roughly 2020 when the world was on fire.
Yeah.
So how did the band manage through COVID and after COVID? And do you think that the band is like, were there any improvements? And I ask that because I personally feel that post COVID music is, it's a whole nother animal. I think it's better.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the music I'm listening to, but it seems like everybody was like, you know what? Just I'm fucking mad. And
all that pent up stuff. Yeah. They're just letting it go, man. Yeah.
So how did you guys, you know, kind of weather that storm?
I think a lot of it had to do with, storm. A lot of it had to do with the just being isolated. So like when they had the city shutdowns and stuff like that, what else are you gonna do? You know what I mean? So it's like you can play games all day, yeah, but I mean when it comes to like something on your craft that you've been, let's be honest, a lot of people neglect it most of the time. You know what I mean? Like when you come home at the end of, you know, after working, the last thing you want to do is pick up your guitar. You know what I mean? You don't want to play games or eat and relax. So I feel like that time being isolated, we were stuck at home, that gave you like second and third thoughts to be like, well, let me pick it up. Let me see what's going on. You know what I mean? So I feel like that was a really big part of it too.
Yeah. So that's where we really got serious is pretty much right before the pandemic and all that stuff. Pretty much a few days before the shutdown, our other guitarist at the time had passed away. And we were deciding on whether or not we were even going to be a band anymore. So we had just decided to take it serious, and then one of us, you know, passes away, and we're like, what now? Yeah. We learned a lot from that because there were so many struggles, like just scheduling and otherwise, like for pretty much anything, everything became such a huge task just to even get together to practice was like, you know, the world was against us almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so hard. But we learned that, you know, that's really kind of where we grew as a band because even if we weren't friends, we kind of understand now that, like, if we're mad at each other, that's fine. Like, that's cool. It's going to pass. None of the arguments that we have now, even if they seem really big at the time, it's very, very small in the time that we've spent, like, growing as people together through something tragic like that. So, mm-hmm. like, all this petty stuff doesn't really bother us too much anymore. So it's over pretty quick whenever we get into arguments.
Dude, hell yeah. I'm a firm believer in making sure just in relationships in general, right? Like I've been married to my wife, Lord, 14 years, but we've been together for 16. It's been a struggle, right?
Yeah.
Like being with someone for that period of time requires a lot of give and take.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally admit, and you know, through going to therapy and, you know, talking some shit out with someone that, you know, understands, you know, on a deeper level, what's going on in our heads, to, you know, gave me some pointers and now, I mean, my relationship with my wife, and this isn't like Ryan's in trouble 101. This is just me explaining that like the way that her and I operate is like, yeah, we'll be mad. Or we'll be upset and we'll let each other know like what's going on. And I'm telling you, dude, like it could be the most heated debate or argument insert topic here, 20 minutes, 2 hours later, it's like it didn't even happen. We've just come to like, you know what? There's no reason to just let's not stew on it. And I think that goes a lot for band members as well, because you guys are a family, you know, like it's you're also a business, you know, mm-hmm. but you're also individuals. So it's like this broad spectrum of personalities and backgrounds. And yeah, we're here for the music, but not everybody likes this part right here at this time. And I've been working on it for a month. It's like, well, work harder, motherfucker. Or, you know,
right.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's great that you guys were able to kind of grow, you know, from, you know, to go from that tragedy to where you're at now, and just like, yep, let's have the disagreement, but okay, after we're going to be fine. Like that's just music shit, or, you know, it's like,
yeah,
I think that's great, because a lot of people hold their music really close to their chest. And if you tell them that it's not what they think it is, they, mm-hmm. you know, they may look at it the wrong way and call you an asshole and, you know, mm-hmm. what do you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's good that you guys are on that level with each other, to where you can disagree, but be totally okay with it after the fact. I think that's huge.
Yeah. I definitely think that played a part in really being pivotal on like us actually understanding what we want out of it as well. Is I've never really been the kind of guy to just get like so mad over someone not liking the music and all that stuff, to where, you know, of course it bothers me. I'm still a human being. I've just learned to pretty much trust what they say whenever they say that I've got something on my hands, or I just don't. I'm just kind of trying to polish a turd. So like, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's fine. We can try and recreate the riff some later date whenever, you know, I have a better idea for it. Or, you know, I just try something totally new. So that was a huge part of it too, on us deciding to get serious. And what we wanted out of this is like, hey, let's pick out the stuff that actually is like, it sounds like it's coming from us kind of deal.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's good, man. Hats off to you guys. So now we're going to get to the real shit.
Okay.
Do beans belong in chili? Noah.
I got to say, maybe. I don't know. Are you a bean guy, or are you a chili guy? That's what I want to know, you know? Like, oh, man. I don't know, man.
You're a bean guy. I was not ready for that extreme close-up.
Right. Let me smell you a little bit. Yeah, this guy's a bean guy, for sure.
Dude, he called it. Okay. I'm definitely a bean guy. Yeah.
Okay. Golly, that's exactly what I needed. Oh my God. Sorry. We started that question a long time ago, like a long time ago, and I kind of fell off, but it's such a topical thing. Like, people apparently will fight. They will die on hills for,
I feel like,
welcome.
Realistically, bro, like if you like a chili, you know what I mean, that's some beans. If you're trying to do like a chili dog, then it's just a chili, you know what I mean? Keep the beans for the chili bowl, dog, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's the answer. See, right there.
You have to use logic in this question. I'm glad that you're going outside the box on the bean question.
I'm like a Born with Cyrus art cover right now, dude. It's just everywhere.
Just coming to the enlightenment of the bean question.
It's like turning into Mr. Manhattan for a second.
That's it. Oh man. Now that we're on a lighthearted note, what do you guys do for fun, Storm? What's one of your let's get to know the people now. And then we'll come back to the music.
So you asked the wrong person. I'm just, you know, extremely boring of a person. I'm pretty bland, you know. No, I,
like, I'm white. Thanks.
You nailed it. I honestly genuinely love playing guitar outside of what I do for work and all that stuff. And then for the band. So like, I'm actually a music teacher as well. So I've been challenged quite a few times lately. And one of them, there's one of my students that decided to give me the task of transposing what a harmonica and a lap steel solo is doing in a song, in a country song, and making that for guitar as well. And
I'm sorry, a lap what?
A lap steel. Like pedal steel. Like in country music, the Hawaiian style, like SpongeBob thing that you hear, the very whiny guitar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yep. All right, I'm gonna write this down. Lap steel. Got it.
Yep. Yep. So, I transposed that and that was a bit of a task, but it was ultimately really fun because I enjoy figuring stuff like that out. So.
And what was his reasoning for wanting you to do that?
Because I'm the teacher and, I could do it kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Storm, I want to learn this. Yeah. Yeah. He's trying to catch me off guard, but, he didn't know who he was messing with.
He's like, here's your tabs, bitch.
Right. Oh, I did the works, man. I was going off that joke. I wrote tabs. I made a video. I did the whole nine yards for this, man.
That's good, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're taking it seriously. You know, if a student requests something of the teacher, I feel like, you know, the teacher should deliver. So props to you, man. I'm sure he's thanking you for the harmonica and the lap steel tabs. So. Yeah. Noah, about you, brother?
Oh, man. I've been doing a lot of fishing lately, dude.
Ooh, so, we've got a fisherman in the house.
Yeah. Well, just because we're right by the water, man, you got to, you know what I mean? And if you don't, it's like a sin. I mean,
yeah. I'm a North Carolina boy, so I grew up on the creeks and the rivers and the lakes. And yeah, so dude. we're one of the same.
I just love it, man. I just love getting out and just, you know, just grounding yourself, just getting your feet in the sand. And even if you're not catching anything most of the time, man, it's just nice to disconnect for a little bit. You know what I mean? So, I've been finding myself doing that more, I think, now than I ever have before. So it's nice. It's nice to just disconnect from social media and just go put your feet in the sand, drink a beer, you know?
Hell yeah.
So yeah, man, fishing.
Are you more saltwater or freshwater?
Saltwater for sure. Yeah. I love shark fishing. So.
Oh, you actively fish for sharks?
Not actively, but I mean, if we get the bait properly to do so, then yeah, I'll go like swim out there and cast a big chunk of meat out. Giggity.
Wait. Hold on.
Big piece of meat didn't sound right. My bad.
So you're going out in, I'm assuming in the surf.
Yeah.
And you're just, so do you chum the water and then cast your line, or like walk me through shark catching, please? I'm interested now.
So you'll have to have a big reel, obviously. You know, if it's right. Gonna be a wide spool bait caster or a spin caster, you gotta have enough line. And the biggest thing about it is basically like getting the right bait. So depending on what's eating right now, what's active. So a lot of the times, since we're in Corpus Christi and the salt, we have a lot of whiting. So a lot of whiting are really good shark bait.
Okay.
They bleed easy. I just think they're more appealing because you can get mullet all day. You know, I mean, everything needs mullet, but I think more so I've caught more shark with whiting than I have with anything else. So you'll prep it, you'll get a chunk of meat on, it'll be nice, fresh and bloody because you just caught it. And then you can either kayak it out, or if you're just trying to get into like the second or third gut, which is like maybe like 75 yards out, you can walk it out, then swim through that gut and then cast into the next one and then bring it back. And then hopefully you'll hear like something like of a cat's tail being stepped on, and then you'll know you're good to go.
Wait, so is what is the cat sound, cat stepping on the cat's tail sound? What is that indicative of?
So there's like a little clicker that's on your reel. Most of them have it, some don't, but especially for the bigger saltwater reels. And when a drag gets pulled out from a fish, it'll sound like,
oh, the sound is coming from your reel. I got you.
Yeah.
I was like, when do sharks make step on cat tail noises? I didn't get that memo. I watched David Attenborough BBC all the time. That was Yeah, dude, my wife is a huge shark fan, and we have every year a shark week party.
Nice.
in celebration of I think it's Discovery Channel does Shark Week.
Yeah.
But we'll have a whole, she'll have the kitchen island out. I forget what the term is, but basically fill a watermelon up with some type of liquor And then once it's set, she'll carve it out to where it actually looks like a shark opening its mouth.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah. And you take all the shit out of the shark's mouth, but that's, you know, the punchy watermelon. And then she'll do like croissant crabs, and she'll put like little eyes on toothpicks and stab them into the croissant, and it looks like a little crab. I mean, dude, she goes, she'll take a
podcast just for like the setup of that.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds super cool. That. Yeah.
it's fun, man. I mean, it's, you know, it's like a Sunday fun day kind of hang. Cause we used to do this other thing here at the house called a Slasher Sunday, where we just put on some like old B-rated flick horror film.
Oh,
like,
gotcha. Yeah.
The shittier the production value, the better. And so we would just put that on the background and just kind of hang out at the house and eat some finger foods. But Shark Week is her jam, dude. That and Halloween, nice. Like you cannot mess with her during those periods of the year.
I'm a Halloween baby, man. So I preach to that.
Oh, dude, Halloween is her Christmas. I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
It my is. Birthday. Oh, really? You're an actual 31st baby?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Wow. What's your social?
Six nine.
He's like, you don't want it. This credit score is no good.
No, I'm the man that you heard about that has like a 3.
They're like, there's no way it's possible. You're like, hold my beer. Watch this.
It's like the American Psycho. I'm just gonna slide it over you. Just check it out. The quality.
Yeah. It's not a myth anymore.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, I always just want to know. I always like to just get to know the people that make the music, because there's, you know, like when you get off stage and there's always just this kind of like, I don't know. I could only imagine there's this like sliver of awkwardness while you're like, oh, people come, oh man, sick set, or like that was great, or this and that, and then they're buying merch and then they're telling you a story, right? Like that's I think that's cool, but at the same time. It's like, what if one of the band members would come up and be like, dude, Noah caught a 15-foot shark, lemon shark, or insert shark here. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like if people know who, not only who's making the music, but like some of their hobbies, there's like just another, it's just another level of connection.
Oh,
which may get them, maybe they're on the fence. They're like, man, I really just can't get into this. Then they're like, oh shit, they do shark fishing. I'm in, you know?
Yeah. And,
next thing you know, the album cover is just some kind of like it kind of goes with the deep water scene, you know, oxidation stuff buried in the ocean. See,
had a discussion last time we went. No, not last time, but one of the past times we went fishing as a band.
Music video idea.
Oh, well, the music video idea. There's that one, but also the little cat that we found that just gobbled up all the little fish that we had that, you know, we couldn't use. There was like a stray cat. And it just crunched through the bone with the first bite, and all, just gnarly. And we're like, that might be one of our album covers for sure. That cat, right there.
That cat, yeah. That cat has definitely been a nomad bag. He was like, meow. Like, oh my God, dude.
Just the roughest of the rough.
Dude, but we didn't even know he was there because it was dark, and all you heard is meow. Like, what the fuck is that?
Just
this old, just beat up cat.
Yeah.
Looking haggard as fuck. Just,
yep.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So, well, that's cool, man. Let's kind of get back to future stuff for the band, and then we'll wrap it up. God, we're almost at an hour. I did not even realize that.
Time flies, man.
So what's on the horizon for A Means to an End? What do the fans and the followers have to look forward to? Either one of y'all can take that.
Recently, the guy that actually shot this music video for Oxidation had been looking for a guy to shoot like an actual live music video, because that's something that we hadn't done at all yet, honestly. So that was a new experience for us. And we had wanted to do ultimately more like that, especially for this newest song that we're bringing out. It doesn't pull any of the punches. It's just full throttle the whole song. And we wanted a big cinematic thing. Just to kind of capture like the attitude of the song. We asked this guy, his name's Brady, and we're like, hey, would you want to do this song as well? And he said he'd love to. He'd get his, you know, his boys on the team to help him out with it too, because he's part of like a short film team as well. They're incredibly good. Yeah. So they know what they're doing. We want to just make it a huge release because it you know, the way the song sounds, it sounds like it deserves it. So we're excited for that.
Well, I totally missed that question. Who did the music video for you guys and where was it shot? Because there's a lot of elements in there. So was it all shot in one space?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So crazy enough, dude, he has one of his other associates has this really big garage. They converted into like a studio. So it's like all blacked out. They have like different props and stuff. So we were able to tie in so many different kinds of cool things. Cause they're like, what about we can use this, that, dude, it's just awesome. Cause like, their mindset, that's their bread and butter, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like the moment that you propose something, they're like, dude, I'm already on it. And then we used a lot of really good stock footage that Kyler was able to manage to get a hold of to give it more of that cinematic feel, you know what I mean? Especially like for the teaser, I don't know if you saw that.
Dude, yeah, that I will say, and I don't mean to cut you off, but like that, it really did feel like I was getting ready to watch almost like a movie trailer.
Yeah.
When it was when the ocean was kind of just crashing on the rocks. And I believe there was there a lighthouse out there?
I can't
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then just the kind of, I was just like, holy shit, look at this. I honestly thought it was like real drone footage that you guys shot.
Yeah. So,
Somebody did.
Somebody not shot that drone time. Footage and put it out there for free. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of the attitude we're hoping to get with this next song that we have coming out after this one is we're hoping to do real drone footage. We're hoping to do like everything, just pull out all the stops for it. Just kind of like what we did with that trailer.
Well, cool, man. I haven't done it in a long time, but if you guys ever venture down to come play Come and Take It and you want that set recorded or a like, hey, we want this song recorded multicam with live audio, let me know. I still have to figure out, I'm trying to find like the happy medium between it's going to cost this much money, but it's not going to break your fucking bank. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
Cause at the end of either the set or the song, 24 or 48 hours later, you'll have all the raw footage to do with what you will. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
A lot of bands have been interested in it. So I'm trying to figure out like that price point that makes sense for everybody. You know,
right.
It's not going to be like $1 million. I'll just say that. Or 1,000. It'd be like 250 or 300, somewhere in that ballpark. I don't know.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, if anybody ever wants to do like live recording it, Come and Take It. For those listening, if you're in a band or if you just want to fuck around, holler.
There you go.
But so do we have, we got one song. Do we have like an album in the future or like an EP?
We have
an EP for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having us. No.
Sorry about the awkward silence. Yeah.
No. It's always one of those things when you have like two guests on, it's like, oh man, I don't want to talk, but I want to talk. I don't want to talk. Oh, blah, 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 and then we all talk at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. That's what editing's for, guys.
What editing does that exist?
No, not anymore. Not in today's age. We just hit record and go for it.
Nope.
Oh man. Well, I have had an absolute blast, guys. I appreciate you guys coming on. Give me the ads where everybody can find you, but most specifically, give me the best one to where they can actually support you.
Okay. So, I mean, we all have our social medias on Facebook and all that stuff. Storm Galindo, Noah De Los Rios, Kyler McLeod, Rafael Perez. We've all got our individual Facebooks, but the best way to support us is just Ante Band on all platforms, streaming services, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. We answer pretty much immediately if you message us like a question or anything like that. We're pretty attentive with all that stuff.
Is there any, do you guys have... Oh shoot. What's the word I'm looking for? Like a Patreon or anything like that yet?
We don't have a Patreon set up, but we do have our like band website where we have like,
oh, perfect.
Nearest dates for shows and all that stuff. We've got some of our merch up there. We're still kind of in the process of getting all of it up on the website and all that. But yeah, we've got a pretty established website. Thanks to Kyler.
Okay. I'll be sure to get all the important links and stuff. That way it's in the, in the description down low so people can just one click themselves to your landing page. Do you guys have any personal shout outs or thank yous before we get out of here? Storm, you can go first.
Just shout out to everybody that's really supporting us with this, because it's becoming a bigger deal than we kind of expected at first. We definitely appreciate the love and support for all this. So, you know, all the local bands that are shouting us out and sharing our link and all that stuff. Appreciate it, guys.
Hell yeah.
And just, of course, all our family and friends, they're super supportive of this stuff as well. So,
no, what about you, bud?
I just wanted to say, you know, shout out to ATX Metal Podcast. You know, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to give us the opportunity to come on and speak with you and speak with your audience. Thank you, Cody. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Brady. I mean, there's a lot of people to say thank you to, man. So I'm hoping that we can just continue to push that amount of excellence to keep moving forward. And hopefully everything we bring forward in the future is going to be very promising for everybody. So we're excited, and we hope y'all are too.
Fortunately, I am putting a rush order on this one to get it done, because Oxidation single and music video drop same day.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited. I'm excited for people to hear it. I've, like I said, I've listened to it. I've yet to run to it. That's where I'm really like,
oh, there you go.
In my shit these days. If yep. I just strap on the headphones and disappear. And yesterday I listened to the band Era, their new album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's called Cure.
Yep. They're a big influence on us for sure.
My God. That's one of those bands that just keep delivering.
Yes,
I
sir.
Mean, it is. I mean, the whole can't hold on. I got to get the song out here. I was told that the track to listen to is called Crawling Backwards Out of Heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think that song just is. It is a breakdown from the jump. I think
yeah, if I that's a pretty correctly. Good description. Yeah. Yeah. I would say so.
I mean,
too.
It just comes out the gate in breakdown status.
Yeah.
And another band that I'm on is called Siamese. They're out of the, I think, the Netherlands or Denmark, one of the two, but it's very, very, very good production value. Very, very big sound, cleans and screams, but man, just I think the production value is amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll round out with this question. Storm, who are you listening to these days? Who's in your ear holes?
So it really changes from day to day. I listen to, that's kind of where I shine as far as being a music writer, is I listen to so many different genres. So one day you'll catch me listening. I don't really listen to country, but you'll catch me listening to country some days. I listen to pop, I listen to jazz, classical, you know, metal, whatever. So I have so many different influences, but I have definitely, you know, top picks out of each of those. So I would say majority of what I listen to right now has been, we've played with Holofront before as well. Those guys are super cool. I've really been on a Holofront kind of shtick, and I've been listening to them volumes and kind of just getting influence for what I should be doing as a solo guitar player now in a band. So,
I got you. You're trying to okay.
Yeah. And, because typically what I do is I lean on my riffs a lot more than anything else. So I'm, you know, this is the new era of that is, starting with Oxidation is kind of getting away from that a little bit and trusting more of my other sides of music, which is like synths and stuff like that. So.
I gotcha. Cool. Noah, what about you?
I've been really heavily influenced by, Ocean's 8 Alaska. So, if you haven't heard of them, they are the sauce, my dude.
Dude, my guy Chris is a fucking animal on the drums.
Yeah.
Chris Turner, right?
Absolutely, Turner. Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I've been an Ocean's fan. I actually got to see them play when they came to Come and Take It. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm kind of sure that it was one, if not their only, North American tour. I want to say they came with Ginger. That's also maybe, I don't remember. It was, you know, I'm old these days, so my memory is a little lapsed, but dude, so you know, when you go through your closet and you're like, okay, get rid of this band shirt, get rid of this band shirt. I still have my two Ocean's 8 Alaska shirts, man. Because they are just, My God. And it also reminds, like, I'm going through like my closet, like, no, not wearing that. Oh shit, I still got this one. And then I'll go listen to that music. Like it's like a reminder, like, hey, their music is still good, dummy. And
dude, yeah, since start to finish, dude, I don't think I've ever had one track from them that I've been like, yeah. All of it's a vibe, bro.
It is. So
that's like what's one of the bands that's really like I'm heavily influenced by, especially vocally now for me, because like I said, the new steps that we're taking for the next track that's to come after this one and for future references, like that's a band that's, like I said, it's been heavily influenced for me. So my vocal dynamics are also reflecting on what I listen to, whether if it's going to be Damn, I Declare War, Through the Eyes of the Dead, Carnifex. I kind of take everything and I kind of like pick it to where it fits.
Nice.
So it's going to be, I'm just like super pumped to share with y'all the next stuff that's going to come. So,
well, man, if it's in that vein of style, fucking sign me up for the pre-order for sure.
Oh, we got you. We got you.
Man. Well, boys, again, thank you very much. I've had a great time. I will do what I do and get this kicked out to where it lands on the 24th. Like I said, we also have the reaction video by our newest member of the podcast team, Josh. So shout out to him. And, we'll just tag team this and help spread the word and tell everybody about it. And, you know, hopefully get some more eyes on you guys. And then, whenever you have something else to share or something new to bring to the table,
absolutely,
just hit me up and,
yes,
and
sir,
we'll do this all over again. And we'll get Kai on the call next time. I just a little limited with my software right now, but you know what? We'll work it out.
One more thing to shout out, man. Yeah. Shout out to all of our military vets and people serving right now too. So
shout out to my brothers in arms. That's very kind of you, man. Thank you very much. There's a lot of,
I did 6 years. So
no shit. Okay. We'll stretch this out
a little bit about me.
We'll stretch this out a little bit more. As everybody knows, I'm a Marine Corps vet. I used to work on tanks from 01 to 06. And then I did military contracting until 2012. That's my military career. What about you, bud?
I was the Army. I was 11 Bravo. I was infantry. Huh? I was in a light infantry unit. Charlie Company 3, the 1-for-1. We were out there in West Laco.
Oh, okay. So, no shit.
I did 6 years ETS as a specialist.
Hey, at least you made it there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
not everybody gets out of E4. Oh my God. Those guys.
They stay there, man.
They just, my brother-in-law is a sergeant major in the Army.
God.
He just moved to El Paso, I want to say. But my sister's like, oh God, he's gone to Thailand again, or he's somewhere in Indonesia or somewhere Washington. I mean, the dude just does not stop. But he has really, really made a really good career for himself. And I'm fortunate that he's there to provide for, you know, to help provide for my sister and their kids, because one of the kids basically was born with cancer in his foot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty, it's really shitty. You know, it sucks when you have no control over that. And it was too long, didn't read version. They were like, you can take the foot now and he'll just grow up like that, or we'll see what, you know, future medicine holds for us. And of course, as a parent, you're like, I'm not chopping my brand new kid's foot off. And I say, right, chopping, yeah, I'm sorry. Dude. That's very not sentiment, or, you know,
very, yeah.
My sister's going to fucking kill me.
I heard what you said.
We need to amputate. So it wouldn't spread. And dude, shout out to James. That kid has been just pushing through all, I mean, God, man, I feel so bad for that dude, but he's a trooper, man. And I'm really glad that if it were not for my brother-in-law being in the military, that he would not have gotten the care that he did. It's really sad and unfortunate, but on the back end, there was that, you know, TRICARE and all the specialists up in the Pacific Northwest that helped him in Seattle and all over the place. So yeah, man, thank you for that. Shout out to all of the current, former, past, future. I recommend going into the military, get your fucking college paid for, get to see the world
your benefits, healthcare, all that good stuff, man. Dude. It's a lot of stuff that a lot of employers, believe it or not, don't give that type of pair that you can get.
Nah.
Even if it's just for, even if it's just for your three, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just knock it out and you'll benefit it for your future. Your kids will, you know, it'll just set you up, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, like,
I mean, you don't gotta go like 11 Bravo. Like, you know what I mean? You could do something like, you can do admin, you can work on, you know, 88 Mic, you can do stuff like that. You know what I mean? Something that you could also use to transition when you get out. You know what I mean?
You can do Intel. So, well, if you're smart enough, you gotta take that ASVAB first though.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Kyle Rittenhouse was banned from the military because he didn't score high enough and they were like, fuck that. That just came to my mind. I have never heard of anybody being banned from the military, specifically the Marine Corps, because I've met some absolute idiots in my time. I'm sure, Noah, you have as well. There are some clowns out there. But when I read that Kyle Rittenhouse got fucking banned from the Marine Corps, I was just like, what?
You gotta be at a certain level.
Woo, man. And this was back, I think, because he like dropped out. You know what? I'm not talking about that dude. Means to an end. Oxidation, April 26th. As you hear this, go guys, they can pre-save, right? Can they pre-save on Spotify? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pre-save wherever you get your music from, whether it's Apple, Google, Amazon, doesn't matter. The fact is, if you go pre-save, then that lets the algorithm know that people are watching them. And whenever they play a show, buy tickets directly from them, because that puts money back into their pocket. And when they turn it in at the end of the day, or whenever it's showtime, the venue goes, well, fuck, you sold 25 tickets or 30 tickets or whatever. And they're like, cool. That means bar sales, and they'll bring them back on. So always, always support your local artists, regardless of how you do it, whether it's online or in person. It really means a lot to these guys, as well as me, because I love to see people like this elevate. So what is it with all when the fuck? I always forget this. I'm trying to come up with
the saying,
bro. Beans.
The
beans. Oh, yeah.
High tides. Great. Yeah. Bean. Fuck it. Beans. Team bean. That's it. That's all you need to know. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. And whenever I stop this, just hang out for a little bit. It's got to do all the uploading stuff. We'll chat offline. Okay. So, all right. See you guys later.
Thank you, man.